USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump makes a major announcement from the White House about the leader of the Islamic State.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
U.S. Special Forces conducted a nighttime raid in northwest Syria after locating Baghdadi.
The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him.
The president said eight helicopters flew more than an hour over dangerous territory, taking fire which they eliminated. He says when they landed, U.S. forces blew holes in the side of the complex because the door was booby-trapped. Baghdadi ran into a dead-end tunnel with three of his children and then detonated his suicide vest. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A manhunt is underway around Greenville, Texas, for whoever shot and killed two people at a college homecoming party on Saturday night. More than 700 people were at the party near the campus of Texas A&M Commerce. Bobby Oxford is the chief deputy sheriff of Hunt County.
Once the scene was secured, we did locate two deceased individuals inside the building, and it was reported that there's 14 other individuals that have sought or currently in the hospital seeking treatment.
About 90,000 people have been ordered to leave towns in Northern California that are threatened by a wildfire that's now 40 square miles. Evacuation orders and warnings are now in effect for almost all of Sonoma County, stretching to the coast. Police in Britain have charged a truck driver with manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people after 39 people died inside a truck he was driving. Four others have also been arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A witness called in the impeachment inquiry has made a court filing. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
An ex-White House advisor scheduled to testify before House impeachment investigators on Monday wants a federal court to decide first whether he should comply with a subpoena or follow President Trump's directive against cooperating in what the president dubs a scam. After getting a subpoena Friday, former Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman quickly filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Washington asking a judge to decide whether he should accede to the House demands or assert immunity from congressional process as directed by President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation has released the latest survey on Christmas shopping that reflects a 4% increase over last year. John Clemens reports.
The annual survey indicates an average $1,047.83 will be spent on Christmas this year. Shoppers between the ages of 35 to 44 plan to spend the most at over $1,100. The survey of 7,782 adult consumers by the National Retail Federation was conducted in early October and showed, as in previous years, 39% of Christmas shoppers said they would start buying gifts before November, while 43% are waiting until at least November, while 18% are waiting until December.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.